This week's Parsha, Parsha Shmot, focuses, among other things, on the birth of Moshe and some of the formative experiences of his youth. We are told about Moshe's birth and the extraordinary measures that were taken to save him from death. The Midrash gives us an even fuller picture. And then we are told about when Moshe got older and how he went out to see the Jewish people and the story of Moshe killing the Mitzri who was beating the Jew. Interestingly, we are told nothing about Moshe's time living in the palace with Bat Paro as his mother, and most of the Mefarshim don't really focus on it. So it wasn't really until I saw the movie, The Prince of Egypt, that I came to question why Moshe was chosen to lead the people, and more specifically, why someone who had grown up in the Egyptian palace was chosen to lead the people. It is likely that Moshe grew up more connected to Egyptian culture than to Jewish culture, ritual, and practice. Moshe, when he arrives in Midian, is described by Yitro's daughters as a Mitzri. Furthermore, Moshe then spends the next 60 years completely disconnected to the Jewish people or to any aspect of his Jewishness. And finally, right before Moshe is about to return to Mitzrayim, we see that he seems to have forgotten to circumcise his son, relying on his wife Tzipporah to intervene and to give him a Brit Milah. Despite Moshe's seemingly lack of connectedness to his Jewishness, he clearly was aware that he was a Jew and identified as one as well. That's what first motivates Moshe to go out and to see what the Jews in Mitzrayim are going through, and finally what motivates him to kill the Mitzri. Moshe, however, is obviously not chosen by God because of his strong Jewish identity, or because of his attention to Jewish rituals. Moshe seems to be chosen by God to lead the Jewish people because of his moral courage and his sense of justice. This week's Parsha gives us three instances of Moshe's sense of justice. First, when Moshe goes out to see the Jewish people, he intervenes when he sees an Egyptian man, a Mitzri, beating a Jew, and he kills the Mitzri. The next day, Moshe intervenes once again when there are two Jewish people fighting. And finally, in a third episode, when Moshe arrives in Midian by the well, and he sees a group of men who are tormenting the daughters of Yitro, he stands up for them as well, and he fights for the women. In other words, what we learn from this is that Moshe stands up against injustice indiscriminately. He stands up against injustice when a Jew is being beaten by an Egyptian. He stands up when there are two Jews, and he even stands up against injustice if there are no Jews involved. It doesn't matter who the people involved are, Moshe has a strong sense of justice. Clearly, this was a midah that God felt would make Moshe the right choice to lead the Jewish people. But it still does not explain. Why did Moshe need to be raised in the house of Paro? Why did he need to be raised as an Egyptian prince to become Moshe? Ibn Ezra addresses this point. He says that being raised in the palace made Moshe a more skilled leader. He was watching what the leaders of Mitzrayim, how they handled themselves, what they did. He developed a certain confidence and ability to rule. Furthermore, Ibn Ezra says that Moshe's experience in the palace allowed the other Jews to respect him more and to see Moshe as a leader. And as we know, Moshe, not being among the Jews during their time of slavery, allowed him to escape the slave mentality that plagues the Jews throughout their time in the Midbar. But I think there is one more lesson that is important to think about as to why God would choose Moshe, who grew up as an Egyptian prince. It leaves us with a message of remembering not to judge people based on their external religious behavior or based on their upbringing. Especially when choosing leaders, we need to look more closely at who they are, what they're about, what their moral courage is, what their sense of justice or injustice is. Ultimately, we need to look at the direction they are moving in rather than the direction they came from. Shabbat Shalom.